led you to decide that you wanted to be president of
the IEEE?
The IEEE.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question too. And I remember when I was thinking about it, you know, I thought about, well, here I am. I was running for PUB's chair for the second time around. And I was, there was some, I didn't win. So that was my one IEEE election that I lost, was by the assembly. And I didn't win. So I had a year to, you know, sort of was off the board and to think about things. And I thought about it and I decided I will give this one chance, one try. You know, because I am interested. There was enough things that I had on the table. There was the issues, the governance issues. There was the globalization concerns. There was the industry, trying to make the IEEE more relevant to industry. And I thought, well, maybe I could actually do some good if I was president. A very naive thought, but, it was something I tried to, I decided I would do. So I gave it one, I was only going to try once, and I was lucky enough to get nominated, by the board, without even having to make a speech in front of the board. There was three of us that were nominated, and two were nominated by the NNA committee. I was not nominated by the NNA committee. But I was nominated on the floor by the board, and threw my name in. But the board basically said, "All right, there are three people who are not, you know, who are, you know, potential candidates," and they took a. They said, "We'll." A motion was raised to accept all three, and that was that. And I didn't even have to make a speech. So that was real easy. So anyway, I ended up on the ballot. I didn't have to, unlike some of the like Ken Laker,
right.
Who was a petition candidate. Right. He ended up. I didn't have to go that route, and I wouldn't have gone that route. I didn't want to be president that much.